Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of North Fulton Business Radio. No, we haven't won any awards yet, but I'm just getting ahead of myself. I am merely Mike Salmond. Yes, I use that even in the Alpharetta studio here. Alongside, not John Ray. John is on vacation this week, but Stephen Julian is filling his shoes. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. Something's a little off, and it's me. I shouldn't be here, but I am very humbled and very honored to try and come close to filling the shoes of John Ray.
Well, typically you and I, we do our Gwinnett Business Radio show. Correct. Out of the Gwinnett studio. So we're bringing our two-man act now over to the North Fulton studio.
This is my first and probably will be the only time that I'm allowed on the air here at the North Fulton studio.
We'll see how it goes. And of course, we're broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity studios here. And we're located in North Point Executive Suites in Alpharetta, just a few blocks from North Point Mall.
You got a sweet location here. It's great. I'm so glad you guys are here, and I'm glad you're letting me fill in today.
We're very fortunate. We're very blessed. And we've got three great businesses that we're going to talk about today here in the studio, from Eco Shredding. Peg Hussing is here.
Dramatic pause. Put your glasses on, Mike. I thought it was a dramatic pause. It's just Mike putting his glasses on.
Yeah,
shall I take over?
It's a shame. I show my age.
Should I introduce the other two?
I got it for
okay,
you.
Go for
from
it.
Dramatic Water Solutions, Skip Rolquin is here in the studio. And Mary Warren from Christomar Fine Rug Cleaning and Repair.
Good job.
Thank you. We're going to start with Peg from Eco Shredding. But Peg, Eco Shredding is just part of the name of your company, because you actually got a pretty cool name of your company. What's the full name of the company? Wait. Let me put. Oh, strike one.
Uh-oh.
All right, go ahead.
Eco Shredding. We're a mobile document destruction company.
I like the destruction part.
Mobile document destruction. You're
an
ND.
We can destroy anything.
That's right. Mobily.
Yes.
All right.
Site.
Well, hopefully not anything, but go ahead and give us a broad overview of what your company's all about.
Well, we're locally owned and operated. We're not a franchise, so we're not one of those big box companies. My son and I started this business almost 9 years ago, and we are located right here in Alpharetta, although we service all the metro area. We go downtown, we go to East Point, College Park, Kennesaw, so we're just about everywhere.
So you serve the entire area.
Absolutely.
There are shredding companies out there. You're not the only one. I don't know if you knew that. I hate to break that to you here on the air.
But we are the only one.
Oh, you're
as the far only as, one worth talking about.
We're the best
about.
One.
As far as I'm concerned, you are the only one. But let's just imagine that there are other ones out there.
Okay.
What separates you from the others?
Okay. Well, this is very, very important. The larger companies have now started doing offsite shredding. They're no longer shredding the documents on site, which really poses a huge security breach. They're taking the documents to a warehouse that could be, and they could be sitting at the warehouse up to 15 days before they're shredded. And the other important factor is to remember that the chain of custody is lengthened, where there could be as many as 5 employees touching that box of paper, whereas with Eco Shredding, there's only one.
In my day job, I have to deal with security of documents. So what you just said kind of made my eyebrows go up. Oh, my goodness. Are they breaking any rules, or is it just a kind of buyer beware and just, you know, hey, I'm sure those other companies say, well, we're still secure, even though it's not shredded. If I ask them about that, what would their response be to that?
Their response is going to be they can discount it a little bit for you. They will tell you that it is secure. However, I can give you numerous examples of where a box truck gets in a car accident,
right,
or a truck accident, and those papers are spewing all over the highway.
Right.
It has happened here in Atlanta.
The difference is you guys show up and shred on site. Is
absolutely.
That,
okay. You can watch it being shredded, and there's only one person handling your documents, and it is the best secure way.
Before you pull out of my parking lot, I'm going to know that everything's been shredded.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Peg with Eco Shredding. And what would you say for that company that says, well, Peg, I have a shredding machine in my office. I've got one of those things. I bought at Office Depot. I'm good. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that I can save you a lot of money. You're paying an employee $15 an hour plus benefits to shred. Even if they're shredding just 1 hour a week, that's $60 a month. We can put a console in there free of charge. It's a lot less than $60. You don't have another person handling the documents. We just come and shred on site. And that leaves the employee open for, you know, being more productive in the office. I mean, they could be making sales calls. They could do marketing. They do all sorts of things.
You said you put a console.
Yes.
Unpack that word for a small business owner.
A console, it's about 3 feet tall and about 2 feet wide. It looks like a piece of furniture. It's lock and key. And there's a slit in the top. And you just throw your documents in there. There's a bag on the inside.
So it's not a big blue trash
collection
thing.
Well, we do have some of those.
Yeah, I think some people would think that. But yeah.
Well, we do have some of those. A lot of the larger CPA companies that we handle, they go for the larger containers.
Right.
But for an office that have like, you know, 10 to 12, 15 people, you just need these nice little consoles that you can put a lamp on top of.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and scare people out there right now. What are the reasons why we need to be shredding documents? I mean, what kind of companies? I mean, if you're a company like a Business Radio X Studio, why do I need to shred documents? I don't have that much important information here. Is it maybe just certain companies, or does everybody kind of need to be doing this?
No, Mike, everybody needs to shred. Identity theft is like the number one crime in America. And if you throw your stuff in the dumpster, that is public property. People are making professions out of dumpster diving. And so everybody needs a shred. We've done shredding for the Atlanta Braves. We've done shredding for country clubs, for HR departments, for obviously CPAs and attorneys are a good market for us. But everybody needs to shred their documents.
Would it be a good standard practice for the typical business owner, every single piece of paper, most every single piece of paper that they create?
Absolutely.
Put it aside and shred it.
Yep.
So then let me go to the next step that all business owners, I'm sure, are thinking as they're listening to this wonderful interview. All right, what's the range? What's it going to start at? And how high can we go on price? What should I be looking at? I loved your comparison of if you have an employee for 1 hour, $60. So what do the prices start at? You know, kind of give us some ranges, because I'm sure the Atlanta Braves, their shredding's a lot more than, you know, Mike at Business Radio X.
We did. As a matter of fact, for the Atlanta Braves, we did 1,200 boxes. And
In what kind of time frame?
It took us 2 days.
Okay. And 1,200 boxes that they collected over six months?
They're getting ready to move.
Yeah.
So they were cleaning house. And so they just had pallets after pallets of boxes. So it was amazing. It was incredible. It's a lot of fun. Okay, as far as prices are concerned, we provide a free console. As I said, it's we call it an executive console, and it'll hold about 100 pounds of paper. And if we service it monthly, it's $40. Where can you? You're going to pay how much for an in-house shredder?
Right.
And I would think a lot of businesses would fall in that category where that's all they might need.
Right.
Large percentage would cover that.
But we're really flexible. We can do monthly. We can do biweekly. We can do bimonthly. We tailor all of our customers to their needs.
After you shred, can I use it in case I ever want to have a ticker tape or confetti parade sometimes?
No, sir, you can't. We recycle all of our paper.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, that's a great answer.
It is.
So it helps in several levels. That is wonderful. Are there who ends up being most of your clients? I mean, anybody can be your client. Everybody should do this. But I'm thinking financial planners, anyone that has credit card information.
Right, CPAs, attorneys, medical professions. Those are the obvious client for us. But again, as I said, everybody needs a shred. Anytime you take a credit card or any type of receipt or anybody's address or any of that information, it needs to be taken care of securely.
Let me ask you this. We're talking with Peg Hussing of Echo Shredding here on North Fulton Business Radio. Did I get it?
I believe it's Eco Shredding, personally. I'm sorry. I'm going to be that guy. People call me Steve, and I want them to call me Steven, so it's Eco Shredding.
Yes.
This is, I guess, a serious question, though, because you hear about everybody, we're going paperless, and soon it's going to be a paperless society. Are you concerned that, oh my goodness, where are we going to be 15 years from now? I'm going to have to find something else to do.
No, we're never going to be totally paperless. You're always going to have the attorney that has the closing documents that he has to have printed out. You're always going to have the doctor that needs to have that EKG report in his chart, or you're always going to have the teacher that, you know, hands out the reports. I mean, we're always going to have paper. Have we eliminated some? Yes, and that's a good thing. But are we ever going to be totally paperless? No way.
And also because companies like you that are eco-shredding, you're recycling the paper.
Absolutely.
So paper has become more sustainable.
Yes.
And people, there's always going to be a segment of the population that says, no, I want to hold it in my hand. I work better that way. I need that.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you there.
Have you ever considered calling your company Eco Shredding?
No.
Eco Shredding. All right, Peg, here's the most important question, though, for those businesses that would like to find out more and could use your services. How can they find out more about Eco Shredding?
Well, our website is ecoshredding.com, or you can give us a phone call, 770-490-5607, and you'll either talk to me or you'll talk to Travis.
Great.
So, thank you.
Peg, thanks for joining us. And I am batting 1,000 right now. One guest, and I've already messed up their one company name.
Well,
so I can't wait to get to the next one.
Well, the good news is you'll have a next one. You've got two more, and you'll continue to have more businesses come in because we are here at the North Point Executive Suites. And North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology, enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations here in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, they position you for success. And when they join North Point Executive Suites, they can meet you and get on Business Radio X, and you'll have more opportunities to mess up their names and correct yourself.
I can't wait. That's great. Good stuff there, Steven. Thank you very much. Our next guest, and pardon me, I'm going to try to do this without my reading glasses, Skip Rolquin with Dramatic Water Solutions. He's the general manager. Skip, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right. Dramatic Water Solutions. Not just Water Solutions. Dramatic Water Solutions.
You should have some music behind it. Dun, dun, dun. Dramatic Water Solutions.
So tell us all about your company and what you do.
Well, we provide water filtration for homes and offices, including purified, filtered drinking water systems, as well as office water coolers and an office coffee service. We also do whole house water filtration for those who want their whole house done.
Okay. Should we be concerned about our house and the tap water we're drinking?
I would say yes. That being said, potable water is safe to drink because they put a bunch of chlorine in it to kill the bacteria. So when it comes to your house, it's chlorinated water that has dead bacteria in it.
Mmm, yummy. So potable water. Break down that term for me. I've heard it. I've seen it. And I go, I have no idea what potable means. So
it's basically drinkable water.
Okay. So it is drinkable with chlorine and dead bacteria in it.
Right.
Mmm, yummy.
Well, aren't there some government regulations and all that we shouldn't be that concerned about it?
Yeah, the government has what's called minimal contaminant levels that are acceptable in drinking water. And so as long as the local water supplies meet those minimal levels, then it's good potable water, safe for people to drink.
Do you want to break down those minimum levels a little bit?
Well, there's minimal levels of lead, there's minimal levels of chromium 6. All these things can be in water. That being said, I like to scare people because that's my business, water filtration, but the water here is fairly good,
right?
Good surface water. What you got to worry about is the fact that it's surface water, which means everything on the surface when it rains goes into the surface water and then goes into this, Chattahoochee River, which goes into the reservoir. And the one that feeds my house is off Old Alabama Road. So it sucks the water up in there and it sits there for a little while, let it settle. And then they pump it to your house once they filter through it. Problem is they can't filter as fine as I do. And that's what makes it dramatic.
I was going to say, there's the drama right there, the dramatic. I'm a little concerned. You don't have to scare anybody though, Skip, because all you got to do is turn on the news and see what's going on in Flint, Michigan and places like that. So you talk about, maximum levels of all this stuff, the lead and everything that you don't want. That's scary. That can happen. Hopefully to not any that extent, but things like that have happened before. We've heard about it on the news.
Yeah, what works a lot in the area that we're in is I just ask people, do you trust your government? And if you do, you don't need me.
I bet you get some dramatic answers to that question, too.
Yeah, most people, no matter what their political leanings are, do not trust the government.
Right.
So, they do meet the minimum levels. So all you got to decide is whether the federal minimal levels are acceptable for you, your house, and your family.
So now start to break down whether you can start with the office or with the home, What are they going to experience when they work with Dramatic Water Solutions? What's the water going to be like afterward?
Well, what sets us apart, like Peg and Mary, actually, is that we're locally owned. We're not a franchise. A lot of people think because of our name, we're a franchise. We're not. My wife and I came up with the name over drinks one night. To be honest, that's how we came up with it.
There you go.
And
Dramatic's pretty good then, because after drinks, God knows what it could have been.
Well, our drinks are better because they're made with purified water ice cubes. You know, it just makes it even better.
I like it.
I've sold a lot of systems that way, by the way. What we do for homeowners, and the other thing that makes us different, is we don't use any one product or service. We're not tied into any one product. So if you come to me and say, what products do you have? I find out what they want and what they want that product to do. Then I go to my suppliers and find the best product for the best price. I try to stay fairly consistent with that, because the more common my inventory is, the better my pricing can be and things like that. But I go out and find the best products for my customers and sell them that, rather than try to jam down their throat the one product that I have that's overpriced.
Gotcha. Well, let's say I have my house and I want to have healthier drinking water and so forth, and I care about my family. You come in and you want to give me I want the best product you can give me. Is there a contraption or something you put on the faucets? How does that work? What do you do?
We don't put anything on the faucet because it gets in the way of your sink and, you know, doing dishes or brushing your teeth or whatever. What we do is typically install filtration either on the whole house or what we call point of use, which is where you install it either on the refrigerator if you want that done, or you put it under the kitchen sink, which is where most of the water for consumption or cooking or whatever is done, or feeding the animals, because animals need good, clean drinking water too. And then with some of the systems, we actually install a separate faucet at the sink so that washing dishes and stuff doesn't degrade the filters, because you're running a lot of water when you're washing dishes. But when you got purified water, you don't need it for just drinking or cooking.
We're talking with Skip Rolquin with Dramatic Water Solutions. Can you come in, Skip, and make the water healthier? Can you add things to the water to make it healthier for me and my family?
We can. We've got systems that'll take out, you know, dirt, rust, sediment, chlorine. All of our systems do that because no one likes any of that stuff. And then you've got purified water systems, which will take almost everything out. It's the closest purification besides distilled water. And then for the folks who like alkalized water, water with minerals in it and things like that, we have an alkaline water filter that's kind of an add-on to a purified water system. And the reason we decided to go that route rather than get a whole big system that does alkaline water is because most people who want alkaline water don't want fluoride in their water. They're very health conscious, and thus they don't want things in the water that the government puts in the water because they feel like you need to have it. They want to decide what's in their water. And so we take everything out and then use the mineral filter, alkaline filter, to add things back in to give that to our customers who want it.
So I was going to ask you, let's go to the business realm. Mike, we've been asking questions about homeowners. So let's go into the business realm. I'm in an office. You mentioned coffee service. So just kind of talk about where you start if a business owner calls you. They've got a building. They've got employees. Where does the conversation start? What can they expect if they call you?
Right. So we always start with the drinking water for an office. So we decide with the office what kind of filtration they want for their drinking water, where they want filtered water, purified water, alkaline water, whatever. And then we put that in the office. A lot of times they want a water cooler to go with it, so the employees have a place to hang out and talk about each other around. And so we put a water cooler in the office.
You can't talk about other folks in the office without that water cooler.
You got to have the water
cooler. So you actually provide the physical water cooler too?
Yes, but it's not the one with the hole in the top that all the dirt can get into. It's one that we actually connect physically to the water filtration. So the water gets filtered, purified, and then goes straight to the water cooler. And it doesn't need to go through all the hassle that maybe a bottled water delivery service would provide.
If I'm in a typical office building with water fountains, is that water from that water fountain, is it usually filtered at all standard, or are we going back to the potable water?
Almost always it's not filtered.
Right.
There's some exceptions, but they're very few and far between, because when someone builds a building, they're trying to build it for the cheapest cost And so they don't put filters on their water coolers because it costs more. Right. And it, you know, it's hooked up to potable water, so they're okay there. We can put filters on those fountains if someone wants it.
Okay, that's good. So they don't have to come up with a whole new, they could use the stand, the equipment already in a building.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, certainly.
You mentioned the coffee service as well. Tell us more about that.
Okay, so years ago, I got mad because the coffee companies got in the water filtration business and weren't doing a very good job at it. But I found out I could do coffee better than them, so I got into the coffee business to compete. And that way I'd have more services on a customer, kind of my vertical marketing, experience. But the difference is I can provide better coffee for the office because my water's better. So the coffee's better because the water's better. I'm the only company in town that can put in a coffee service and connect it to a purified water system. And what that does is because it's purified water going over the coffee grounds. Water naturally wants to absorb stuff. So if you take all the minerals and all the garbage out of the water, it wants to absorb what it's going over, which is the coffee ground. So as long as your coffee's good, my water will make it even better. And then we've got a single cup coffee service, which is exceptional, that we provide for some of our clients around here, typically offices for 20 or more employees.
Dramatic coffee.
Not just water solutions, dramatic water solutions and dramatic coffee.
I like it. So all the other coffee services out there, they're not able to hook up to filtered water because they don't have the water solution.
They can. Many don't. Okay. There are a few that do, but none of them can hook it up to a purified water system.
Got it.
Like I can do.
What service area do you work with? How far out from, you know, I think you're based in Suwannee.
Yeah, we're based in Suwannee.
And, of course, you service North Fulton. Where's your service area?
Metro Atlanta we service. So we typically try to stay north of downtown Atlanta. So we go downtown. Georgia Tech's a big customer of ours.
I like it.
We go there. I like Skip. Their water is very... their water is horrible there, but we help them out in their administrative offices there.
That explains you, all your years at Georgia Tech drinking that water, Steve.
They're not horrible anymore, right? Just the water was horrible, right?
The water.
Yeah.
The water. And that's mainly because of the old distribution system downtown.
Absolutely. It's been a long time.
Skip, for those that would like to, the business owners or homeowners that would like to look into your products or services and find out more or take advantage of Dramatic Water Solutions, how can they find out more information?
Well, our website's dramaticwatersolutions.com. Our phone number is 770-622-5800. And if you're interested in coffee, you can go to dramaticcoffee.com.
I love it.
I
was going to bug you about that and say you're all water, but good. He's got a Dramatic Coffee website.
And I feel bad because before the show, we've got bottled water here in the office, and I just feel like it's just not good enough now.
It's not.
It's not. Skip, thanks for stopping by.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, Mike, before we go to our last interview of the day, I have to say one more time how humbled and honored I am to have been asked to sub here at the North Fulton Business Radio X Studios, which are also called the Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta Studios, correct?
That would be correct.
Speaking of Roswell Infinity, did you know that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country? They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment when purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, Mike, you and anyone else listening can visit them at roswellinfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
You're doing a wonderful job, Stephen.
Thanks, Mike.
John Ray may come back and like, what do I do now?
No, come on. Now let's not go crazy. Okay.
All right.
This is John's seat and he's going to fill it next week.
All right. And considering that all of our guests here are all friends of John Ray, because John knows everybody and everybody knows John, we wouldn't do that to John. We're just kidding. Looking forward to having John back in the studio next week. All right. Mary Warren is our third and final guest with Christomar Fine Rug Cleaning and Repair. I'm going to assume, Mary, that you guys are in the rug cleaning and repair business, but go ahead and give us an overview of your company.
Christomar, our business is area rugs. That's all we do. And so all of our work is done here in our shop in Alpharetta. We're a family-owned business. We've been in our Alpharetta location for 17 years. And we treat all kinds of rugs. We can do your grandmother's antique oriental. We can do the rugs you buy at Pottery Barn, Home Depot, wherever. So we do all kinds of services for rugs. We are certified in a deep cleaning method. And we are certified by the Association of Rug Cleaning Specialists, by the National Institute of Rug Cleaning. So we've got all of our certifications, but most of what we handle is natural fibers. You know, the wall-to-wall carpeting is plastic, basically. But area rugs really are made out of natural fibers, most of them wool. So you have to have a special process to get them clean. You can't just throw anything on your area rug and expect it to come clean. So.
Gotcha. So we got the three Ds here in the studio today, Stephen. Destruction, dramatic, and deep cleaning.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
And to be clear about your company, Mary, this is not carpet cleaning. This is someone's got wall-to-wall carpeting. No, you do area rugs.
We only do area rugs. That's right.
All right. You got to tell us the story about the name because it's a great story. Christomar, where'd the name come from?
Well, we're a family-owned business, and my son's name is Christopher. My brother's name is Thomas, and my name is Mary. So when we started the business, I said, I'm not good at this, and I just don't want to be called Ace Rug Cleaning. So we—
Triple A Rug Cleaning.
That's it. Yeah. My sister-in-law is a teacher.
A++.
And we gave her the job, said, come up with a good name for us. So we wanted something a little different because area rugs, most of where the handmade rugs are made is not around here. So we wanted something that sounded a little different, sounded a little mystical.
It does. You know? You did a great job then. You mission accomplished.
Thank you.
Some of these rugs, by the way, can be pretty big. Do you clean them on site or do you pick them up and take them back to your location?
All of our cleaning is done in the shop in Alpharetta. And we send our people out. Our guys are very good about coming into the home. They will move furniture. They measure the rug, write everything up so they can document, you know, anything that's going on with the rugs. You know, pets are some of our favorite people, and somehow they always find the most expensive rug in the house. We can write everything up. We'll roll the rug up, put the furniture back, bring it into the shop in Alpharetta, and we clean it. And again, all of our cleaning is done to take care of those special fibers that are in the rug. So all of our cleaning is freshwater cleaned. We don't put harsh chemicals on it. We're not trying to, you know, take care of something.
So it comes back to the color it should be. It's not going to come back some
it
other
comes back
crazy
to color
faded
should,
color.
Right. Yes, it comes
I
back
thought
to
this
color.
It was a red rug when it left. Now it's green. That I don't know.
That's it. And we can help those people that decide to put something on it and all of a sudden the color starts to change. So we can take care of that. But just about anything that goes on with rugs, we handle that. But all of it's done in our shop. We do have people that bring rugs in and drop them off. And if you bring rugs in for cleaning, you do get a discount off of the cleaning. But the square foot price includes us coming out and picking up the rugs.
So there's a discount to bringing it, but having you come and pick it up is not that much more expensive.
Right.
And then it's dealt with professionally from beginning to end.
That's it. And those rugs can be big and heavy. So we do want them handled properly. We don't put people hurting themselves trying to get the rugs out.
I was going to ask you a little bit about the certification. You kind of started the interview talking about your certification. And I'm wondering, when we're talking about area rugs, we're talking about heirlooms, we're talking about antiques, we're talking about high value stuff. And I think sometimes when someone like you, who's got the best certifications you can, part of your job is to kind of go, don't just call the infomercial you saw on TV and put some stuff on your rug. So talk a little bit more about that certification, how few people have it and what that means and the level of expertise you're going to bring to something that has that much value to somebody, both emotionally and dollar-wise.
Well, thank you. Yes, we are certified with two organizations, national organizations that are made up of mostly family-owned businesses all over the country. And their specialty is the area rugs, the wool fibers. And it took us a little over 2 years to get certified to really handle the rugs properly. You learn about all the different kinds of wools. You learn about all the different dye processes that the wools can go through. You learn about all the different kinds of rugs. So you know what a Turkish rug is as opposed to a Persian rug, as opposed to a Chinese rug. So all of that has to do with the cleaning part of the process. And so when we get a rug in, we check it, make sure those dyes are going to be solid. You don't want to start cleaning a rug that the dyes just aren't stable in it. So we have processes we can stabilize those dyes before we clean it so we don't have to worry about the colors running everywhere. You know, sometimes when rugs have not been cleaned properly before, yeah, we get them in and whatever went on that rug before has loosened all the dye colors.
So if let me ask the other side of that question. What are some of the big mistakes that an owner of an area rug can make? Is it calling in a regular carpet cleaner? What are some of those mistakes?
It's using that hot spot stuff that they spray
yeah,
on.
Yeah. I used Resolve and look at what happened. So
that's right.
Yeah. So what are some of the biggest mistakes people can make rather than calling you so that when they know it's a mistake, they're going to call you instead?
Right. Probably the two biggest mistakes is when the wall-to-wall guy is in there and he says, oh, I can clean that rug at your front door. And they go, well, okay, you can do that. So that then puts products on that rug that can fade the dyes, it can loosen the dyes, and you don't want to do that.
Right.
The other thing is you have an accident. You don't have anything in the house that you think would be better than pulling the Resolve out of the cupboard. And the Resolves and those off-the-shelf kind of products are really made for wall-to-wall carpeting. Again, it's plastic. And the deal with the off-the-shelf things is they want to get the color, they want to get the stain out, they want to clean it up, but they're going to do it with some pretty harsh chemicals.
I liked your comment earlier, and we're talking with Mary Warren from Christomar Fine Rug Cleaning and Repair. We'll get to the repair part in just a second. I loved your comment earlier about how the pets always seem to find the most expensive area rug to do their business on. So bad Fido and bad Fluffy there. We can take care of those stains if you have those on your carpets. But you mentioned the pricing, the square footage.
Right.
If it's a very expensive Asian rug compared to maybe some cheapo that I got, you know, down the street, does the type of rug, cost change, or is it just per square foot, this is what you pay, doesn't matter what kind of rug it is?
Well, it's one square foot price because our process allows us to treat the antique Orientals with the process it needs, but that same process can treat the rug you bought at Pottery Barn. So it's a good cleaning, it's a deep cleaning, it's going to take care of that rug, whether it's worth $25,000 or whether it was worth $800.
Okay. Name of the company again is Christomar Fine Rug Cleaning and Repair. So tell us about the repair part of your business.
Well, you know, the area rugs, they're part of your home, and anything in your home can come up with areas that need some work from time to time. And the vacuum seems to love the fringe on area rugs. So just with the living and the vacuuming of the rugs, you can get that fringe worn down. You can get the corner to be yanked off. Or the puppy decides that it doesn't have that chew that you said you were going to buy it, and it decides it wants to chew on your area rug. So we are certified in the repair of rugs. We have taken lots of classes for repair. I'm the one certified in the repair portion. And we have learned through this national organization, we've learned all the techniques for replacing rug, reweaving rugs, you know, taking care of color problems in rugs. So we can do just about any kind of repair for a rug. And we'll tell someone, this rug is definitely worth putting a major repair onto. Or we'll tell them, you know, this rug with the value of it, I'd recommend that we, you know, replace the rug, or that we do something that's not going to be a full-blown restoration of this rug. So I can help people decide what needs to be done.
In between the cleanings, when they bring them to you for the deep cleaning and so forth, what's the best way to keep an area rug clean? Is it running a vacuum cleaner over it? Or I see people take them outside and they, you know, shake them and beat them with a broomstick and things like that. Is there a way that is better than another?
Well, the smaller rugs, obviously, you can take them outside and shake them. And that would be better in that it will get that dirt and grit and everything that can get down in the pile, it'll shake that out. But, you know, for those big area rugs underneath the dining room table, you're not going to take them out and shake them. So we do. We recommend that you vacuum. We recommend you vacuum across the rug, not fringe to fringe end. That is a way that you can keep the vacuum from just sucking in that fringe when you get close to it. If it's on the if you go side to side, the side of the vacuum doesn't have that heavy vacuum pull that it would if you went right up to the edge of the fringe and it just gets sucked right in.
But to be clear, the best way to get your area rug clean is to call Cristomar and set up an appointment to have them deep clean the rug. So let me ask this question. Homeowner who wants to take care of the rug, wants to do the right thing. How often, in an ideal world, would they get their rug deep cleaned by Cristomar?
Well, we go by the Wool Council recommendation. And the Wool Council recommends that if rugs are in high traffic areas, that can be front door, front hallway, kitchen, a den area where you spend a lot of time in there living and eating and all of that. That recommendation is to clean a rug every 12 to 18 months. And on kitchen rugs, we recommend once a year. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. You don't think it's getting dirty, and then we clean it, and they go, whoa, I guess that was getting dirty. If it's in a less trafficked area, formal living room, formal dining room, bedroom areas, you're not getting the outside foot traffic, you're not getting the food, then the recommendation is every 3 to 5 years.
Stephen, do you hear that? There's a Wool Council out there.
Well, that I
think our producer Trey's on that Wool Council.
Well, I think it goes to when you talk about certifications and you talk about Wool Council, what you're dealing with is a high value handmade product.
It's a specialty. It's
a piece of art for
it folks. So yes, you can have a Wool Council and we'll chuckle about it, but they take what they do very seriously and they do it very well.
They do.
One last question before we let you go, and then we'll, of course, get to all your contact information for folks that want to use your services. But do you guys also sell rugs?
We run a consignment area. We're not a dealer. Most of the dealers in town refer to us. We get rugs shipped to us really from all over the Southeast because dealers have heard about us. Customers refer us to different people. But we run a consignment area, and we started it as a service to customers. Customers would bring in that Oriental rug that they spent $8,000 on. They've just moved to a new house. The room sizes are different. They couldn't use the rug. So they kept saying, well, I guess I'll clean and store it because I just don't have anything I can do with this anymore. So we said, okay, we'll clean it for you and we'll see if we can, you know, sell the rug for you. So we started the consignment area probably about 14, 15 years ago. And it has grown and grown. So we have about 200 rugs in consignment right now. It's a great place. Last week, we sold 7 rugs out of our consignment shop. People come in. They've just moved into a new house. They've spent big bucks just to move. And now they have to find rugs to put on some floors they didn't have rugs for. So we're always a great place to come look for rugs. We can educate people a little bit about rugs. We only take the good quality rugs. These rugs are going to last a long time for you. And they're probably rugs that people invested some big bucks on, and you're going to get a big discount.
All right. Well, then where is your location? So if folks want to come by and take a look at the rugs, where can they go?
We're located at 11800 Wills Road. We're at the corner of Wills Road and Old Roswell Road. We're right on the border of Roswell, Alpharetta. And so you can come by anytime. We're there 8 to 5 every day during the week. Saturday mornings, 8 to 12 noon. Unless it's a holiday weekend, then we get some time off.
Ah, good for you. And the website?
The website is www.cristomar.com. And that's Cristomar without an H. It's Cristomar.com.
Does Christopher actually spell his name without the H?
No. But we decided not to. We decided to make it a little different from Christopher's name. But Chris, C-R-I-S is what we ended up with. So,
and what does he think about that?
He liked it.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, he did.
Make sure there's no, you know, arguing within the family.
And Thomas is T-H, and they took out and they made it Tom. And Tom and Mary, they kind of share an M. So everybody was very gracious.
Yeah, all share it. Yeah.
Mary Warren, Cristomar, Fine Rug Cleaning and Repair. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
All right, Mary. Mary, Cristomar, Fine Rug Cleaning and Repair. Also, a big thank you to Skip from Dramatic Water Solutions and for Peg for joining us from Eco Shredding here on North Fulton Business Radio. Quick reminder, you can listen to any of these programs 24/7 by going to North Fulton Business Radio X. www.rosewellinfinity.com. All of our programs are there. They're archived. You can listen to all the shows there. And also check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. It's at North Fulton Business Radio or at North Fulton BRX. John Ray will be back in next week. But Stephen, great job today filling in.
Thank you. And I had a blast. And this was a great show because, you know, when I get off the air, I'm going to get an executive console for my eco shredding. I'm going to change my water from potable to dramatic. Then also I'm going to get my area rug cleaned and everything's great.
I'm going to test you. What were the three D's today?
It was mobile destruction of documents, and it was dramatic water, and it was deep cleaning. And I'm going to start a campaign. I'm going to get on the Wool Council. That's what I want.
There you go. We'll talk to Trey. He's the president of the Wool Council. For Trey and everybody else here at Business Radio X, I'm Mike Salmon. And again, for Steve and Julian, we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.